Kufyud Beis Amud Aleph, 7 lines down from the top, the Mishnah says, Kosheres Isha Maftea Chaluka Vichute Svacha. And we're going to focus our attention now on Chute Svacha, which are the strings of a hat, Pshita. For sure, she's allowed to tie this Kesher because it's something that she ties on a daily basis whenever she puts on a hat. So why did the Mishnah feel compelled to teach this to me? We've already established that those knots that are taken apart on a daily basis are not even osur mirabbanon. Lotzricha, the Mishnah wants to tell us in a case of derevicha lo, when the hat is loose on her head, v'eino dachuk berosha, is kosheris osa berevach, so she ties it loosely. V'yicholo lachlotz osa mirosha gam kshu kosher, so she can take it off from her head even when it's tied. Ma'od detema, I might think. Mishlaf sholfa la, so she'll slip the hat off her head without untying the knot. And if that be so, then the knot remains permanent. Shetirza lahorid es hakov tishlof es hakov mirosh hakach mibli lahatir saksharim nimtzik shekesh zeh hu kesh shel kayav aslas soso. So if on one particular Shabbos morning she ties her hat with a knot and she's not going to take apart the knot, she just simply slips off the hat and puts it back on again. Is kamash malon. Isha chasa al sa'ara umishra sharyula. That it means a woman is sparing about her hair. And he writes, choseshes shetotzi esakova bedochak. It could be that if she doesn't loosen the hat, she'll rip off some of her hairs, umishri sharyula. And therefore, she's not going to, on a general basis, just rip off her hat, but rather she'll take the painstaking effort of taking apart the knots on a daily basis before she puts the hat back on, and therefore the Mishnah is mechadish that it's mutter to tie the hat down on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah goes on and says, Uritzuos minol v'sandol, the straps of a shoe or a sandal. And l'chora, we have three brisos on this topic of untying the knots of shoes and sandals that seem to be a problem, a contradiction. Itmar, hitir ritzuos shel minol v'sandol. Again, the difference between a minol and a sandal is that a minol is made of many different pieces of soft leather. V'chofes kol kaf haregel. We call it stodim. It covers the entire heel and the bottom of a shoe, of the foot. And v'nikshar, it's tied v'ritzua k'tzora al gabi haregel. But a sandal is made of one piece of or, one very hard piece of leather, not many soft pieces of leather. And it doesn't cover anything more than the bottom of the foot, which hits the karka. And it covers the heel, right? To make sure that the heel doesn't hit the karka. And it's tied with Ritzuos aruchos, longer straps, al kol gav haregel. And sometimes it goes even as high as the lower part of the foot. And if he took apart the ritzuos, he unloosened them, of a minol sandal, one brisa says Tanachari chayv chatos, that for being mati the tzuos, he engenders a liability for chatos. Tanya idoch, the other brisa says potter avalos, it's only dirabonon. For Tanya idoch, we have a third brisa that says mutol chatchila. So kasha minol a minol, kasha sandal a sandal. We have these three different shitas in the brisos, which really contradict each other as far as minol and minol, as far as sandal and sandal. And the Gemara answers the following. Minol a minol lo kasha. The brisos are addressing two different scenarios. Hodik tani, when it says in one brisa that he's chayv chatas. In the case of minol, hitir ritzuos minol, that's bida ushpeche. That's a case of the knots of shoemakers, kesher hasandlar. And basically what it means is that when making a shoe, he says tochev haritzua, the shoemaker inserts a strap, biminol, into the hole in the shoe, and kosher kesher bitzida ha'echad b'toch ha'minol. So he ties a knot in one end of the strap in a way that it shouldn't come out. U'mechaber osol minol bi'ofen shelo tucha lotzeis, so it's a permanent knot, and it's a kesher shekayim li'olam. Right on the other side of this strap, kosher is hamino b'chol yom. There he ties it on a daily basis, and that's going to be the Mishnah, or the Rice, I should say, of achiv chatos. Now we get to the second Rice, which says poto aval asur bidur abanon. And that means a shoe that's worn by Talmidei Chachamim, she'ein regilim le, ein regilim le hadek es hakesher shel minol velikshar oso al haregel bedochak, ela koshen oso kshu rafui, vecholtzin v'nolim oso kshu kashur. So again, we're talking about the shoes of a Talmud Chacham, and we'll try to get a grasp of what this is all about. And when the Rabbanon used to don their shoes, they would not tie the straps tightly around their feet, as we said before. Ein regim lahadik sakesher shel aminol al haregel bedochak. And what this does is it enables them to slip in and out of their shoes without having to tie, untie each time, because they wanted to spend their time studying, and they couldn't care less about tying their shoes loosely. Maybe their shoes would slip off the feet. That wasn't on their agenda. Other people who aren't Rabbanon, and they were forced to walk around a great deal because they had business affairs, they had to tie their shoes more tightly to make sure they wouldn't slip off during the course of their activities. Now, the knots that the Rabbanon made on their straps were not permanent. Why? Because it was their intention to untie these knots only during, let's say, muddy seasons, to retie them tightly to prevent their shoes from slipping off and getting stuck in the mud. So although there's no doraisa here in terms of the knots because they weren't permanent, nevertheless they were osim rabbanon because they were tied for a definite period of time. So koshen oso kshu rafui, but choltzim v'nolim oso kishu kosher. Avaksha overim v'tochatit matirim es hakesher chozim v'koshen oso bedochak. So there is a kesher here that fits into this middle category, although it's not permanent, it's not a kesher kayom and doraisa, but nevertheless, it's osui lizman. It's not miskayim lolim, but it's osui lizman, and therefore you're potu avalos. Now we have the case of potu mutur. That's bidivnei mechoza. That's the minol of Bnei Mechoza. Shehem that these people are Rachve Levav, which Rashi interprets apparently based on his commentary elsewhere, not here, Chafetzim Lamalos Tavas Libam. So they're very makpid on their levush, and Nalehem, that their shoes, everything should be mechuvan, everything should be spiffy, perfect. Koshim es naleim bedochak. They really tie their shoes on tight, with a tight knot. Utzrichim lahatir es hakesher ba'erev. In order to get their shoes off when they go to sleep at night, they had to untie this kesher. So therefore, this is a kesher that was tied and untied on a daily basis. Okay? And that's mutter lechatchila. Now we get to sandal, a sandal lokasha, hodiktoni chayv chatos bidetayoy. We're talking about these Arab merchants that go from place to place, and they wear their sandalim, and Dekotre ushpeche, ushkafe, right? Their sandalim were tied down with ritzuos in a kesher kavua, a kesher kayom, shemiskayim li olam, which means that they did a shoemaker's tie, we'll call it, and the sandals of these merchants had straps that were fastened to them by professional shoemakers. And the knots connecting these straps are permanent, and therefore you'd be chai for untying these knots, a chatos. Potter avalos, the second category, the second brisa, is a case of, just one second, of sandolim shel shara noshim, other people, she'enom, enom kovim, Bahem Ritzuos Ayidei Uman, Elohim Koshrim. So we're talking about the sandals of other people other than these merchants. Their straps were connected to them by the wearers themselves, not by the Uman, Elohim Koshrim. And these knots were B'dechumarta Dekatari Dekatri Inu. That was a general kind of a knot. And the people themselves would tie this knot when they put on their shoes. And then Chozer Matirin V'Koshrin Osan, they open it and then close it, they tie it, they untie it. Pa'amim Shemiskayim HaKesher Shavua Ochod. Sometimes the knot would remain for as long as a week or a month. And therefore also L'Chatchila La'Sos. So this is already Potter Avalos, as we said. But it's not a Chiv Chatos because say to Miskayim Li'Olam. And then what we have in the last price of Mutal Chatchila, that's a sandal de Nafki Bay Trey. That's a kind of a sandal, Sheyotzim Umishtam Shibo Shnei B'dei Odom, Pamze Pamze. So they shared it, and each one has to tie it based on his foot, you know, the size of his foot, and therefore they would take it apart on a daily basis, tie it and untie it on a daily basis. So let's just review. Under what conditions are you chayav achatas for tying a sandal? That's the case of the knots of Arabian merchants, which are shoemaker's knots, and they're permanent knots. Then, when we get to the case of a person, a regular person who's not a merchant and he ties his shoes himself, that's going to be Potter Aval Asur, and these are amateur knots that are tied by the wearers themselves. And then we finally get to the last case, which is Mutul Chatchila, that's a sandal de Nafki Beitrei, that they alternate in a partnership between them. Each one has a slightly different sized foot, and the knot of that sandal has to be constantly on a daily basis tied and untied for the sake of the next wearer. And by the way, all this has to do with tefillin as well. When we get to kesher shel tefillin, and if you lend someone your tefillin, he's going to change the kesher, and then he's going to give it back to you, and you're going to have to change the kesher again. And the kesher shel tefillin is a classic kesher shel kayama, and here you're taking it apart on a daily basis, almost on an hourly basis. So that's going to be the famous tshuva, the sukkah of Mitzvah, and we'll get to that. Kidder Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now brings a story as far as a sandal that was used by two people, that was shared by two people, Rabbi Yehuda. So we're talking about the sandal of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Ach Uha, the Rav Sala Chassidah. He was a brother to someone by the name of Rav Sala, and he was called a Chassid. Havile hahu zuga de sandali. He had two pairs of sandalim. Or, you know what, zuga de sandali. I would say, no. It's not two pairs of sandalim. I would say it is one pair of sandals, of two sandals, or not two pairs, but one pair of two sandals. And Zimnin did nafik be'ihu, sometimes he went out with him, Zimnin did nafik be'yanuka, and sometimes his child would go out with him, with these shoes. Also, the Kami d'Abaye, Rav Yehuda came in front of Abaye before Shabbos, and he asked Abaye, "Ki hai gavne, in this case, am I allowed to tie and untie my shoes so that I could wear them and then my son could wear them? And he'll untie them when he finishes with them." So now, we're talking about, he writes here, "Litzor kach, Olayla hatir sakesha shosa sandal bisandal, sandler bisandal, she'ein regil latiro." I'm going to have to untie that knot that was made by the professional, by the shoemaker, let's call him, in order to facilitate my son's wearing of this sandal. And these are knots, it's one knot that normally no one would take it apart. The locks of the kosher, now I'm going to take it after I adjust it and tie it onto my son's foot. My, what's the din? Am I allowed to do this on Shabbos? Amalei Abai turned to Rav Yehud and he said, no, even on a deraisa level, you're not allowed to do this, and you be chayv chatas. Amalei, so Rav Yehud responds to Abaye, Hashta potav avalosa kokashali. I didn't even think that this would be potav avalosa, and now you're telling me a chiyuv chatos karmetli? My taima. Why is it that Abai is responding to Rav Yehuda? Why is it that you are so, you know, you find it so difficult what I told you, that there's an iser kesher here in this case? Omalais, Rav Yehuda responds to Abaye, Mishum de Bachol Nami, Zimnin de Nafikna Be Ana, Zimnin Nafik Be Yenuka. Even during the weekday, there are occasions in which I go out wearing this sandal. There are other occasions where my son goes out and wears this sandal. So therefore, on a daily basis, I'm going to take apart the straps and so forth and so on, and untie the kesher. So this is on a daily basis. So why are you telling me I'm chayv achatas? That omalei, sabai response of you, the hachi. If you're telling me now that because you share it with your son, you matir the kesher and retie it on a daily basis, mutul chatchila, then I understand your point, and you're allowed to do it even chatchila. I was under the misimpression that you don't do this on a general basis and regularly take apart the shoe, the knot, and put it together again. So just to understand the Hava Amina of Abaye and his maskana, since the kesher of this sandal was made by a professional shoemaker, and it was generally known to be kavua, that's why Abaye said to Rav Yehuda that this would be this would incur a chiyuv chatos. But only afterwards, when Abaye found out that this kesher was osui latira b'chol yom, then he told him that it was mutul chatchila. Rabbi Yirmiya, another story, Havika Ozel Basre de Rabbi Avo b'Karmelis. He was following Rabbi Avo in a Karmelis, Rabbi Yirmiya. And this is an area which is osu b'tiltu min rabbonon. Psik ritsua de sandole. Nifsika ritsua shel asandol shel Rabbi Yirmiya. V'nofal asandol me'al raglo. So his shoe fell off in a Karmelis. Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiya turns to Rabbi Avo and he says, my Nevadla, what should I do in this particular scenario? What do I do with this sandal that's ripped? I can't tie it on. It's a tiltul, which is usur in a caramelist. I can't carry it. So I can't, like it's ripped, and on the other hand, I'm not able to carry it. Omalei, so I've already recommended shkol gemi lach, take some sort of soft reed, kana lach, dechazi lemachal behema, which can be edible for food, and if it's not muktzah, anything that's edible for animals, fit for animal consumption, is not muktzah, ukroch iloye, and use this reed to tie your sandal as a replacement for the ritsua, so that the shoe doesn't fall off, and leave it in that state until you get back into Shusayachin from the caramelists. Another story. So let's just summarize this last story. Rabbi Yirmiya walking behind Rabbi Avo in a caramelist, and the strap of his sandal broke off, and the sandal fell off his foot, and Rabbi Yirmiya said, what should I do with it? And Rabbi Avo recommended that he take a moist reed that's fit for an animal consumption, and he should wind it around the sandal as a replacement for the strap, and you can walk with it until you reach the Rishus HaYoch. Abaye, another story, Havika Koi Kameder of Yosef. He was standing in the presence of Rav Yosef in a chotzer, and Ifsik Leiritzua, and Abaye's the strap of his sandal broke off. Amalei, Abaye turns to Rav Yosef, he says, my Evidle, what should I do with this sandal? Amalei, Rav Yosef responded, Shivke, leave it where it is, it fell off your foot, don't take it into your hand in order to put it away, because this sandal is now muktza, because something that's no longer royal is shimush, it cannot be used, and in this case, because nifsika is the outside ring, the tabas, has broken off, is therefore it becomes muktza. V'afim yitaknenu harei adover mechur, v'ein mishtamshim b'sandal kazeh. So he writes in the note here, based on Rashi, that this sandal has two taba'os, two rings on both sides, on each of two sides. And these rings are used to tie down the ritsua and to tie it onto his foot. Now, if the inner tabas of this shoe rips off, right, that's the tabas that you can find between the two kapos or a glion, is then most people are rugil letakna v'lelech b'sandal kazeh, because you can't see, it's not obvious to the eye that the inner tabas has broken, because it's between, you know, the kapos or a glion. However, here in this particular case, nifsika hatabas achitzonis, the external, the outer ring was broken, And therefore, even if he would be able to fix it, he would not want to wear this sandal and tie it down to his foot, because it's nira la'ayin. It's obvious to the eye that he fixed it up, and that's mechur u'meguna, and that's not appropriate. In other words, that's not the way the way you would normally wear the shoe. You know, in that kind of makeshift kind of fixing of the shoe. So again, just to summarize, we have a chatzer, which is technically Rishus HaYachid, but Rav Yosef said the problem here with this broken strap, or broken utensil for that matter, is that it's mukta. So the Gemara asks, Abai turns to Rav Yosef, says, Umayishna mit Rav Yirmiyah. We know about the story of Rav Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Avo permitted him to take the sandal, you know, and tie it up with the reed and so forth, as we discussed, and then there was no problem with mukta. So why is my story different than Rav Yirmiyah's story? Rabbi Avo was matir, and you're telling me it's also. So Rav Yosef responds, Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Maisa took place in a carmelis, like for example a bika, some sort of a field, is lo mintar, and there the sandal would not be protected. You know, if he left it there, right there in the bika, you know, somebody might come along and steal it from him. Therefore, Rabbi Avo wanted to be more lenient and find a way that he could take this sandal home and, you know, set up this gumi system, this reeds and so forth, in order to tie it down to his foot. But hacha, mintar, here it's in a chatzer, and no one's going to steal, presumably no one's going to steal the sandal. And therefore, osur litaltalo, you're not allowed to move it. And, you know, you could ask, how would Rabbi Avo allow tiltal, because it's Eidim Mishtamer, because it's out there in the Bika. We don't allow mukta to move mukta, even in a situation where you might suffer a loss. Also, furthermore, why exactly is the sandal in this situation mukta? It's still roy for other tashmish. Maybe you can't wear it because the strap breaks, but you could use it lechaso sakli, or maybe to hold up a bed, you know, instead of a leg. And we have a principle called shivrei kelim. If you can use them in some way, they're not mukta. That's the Gemara at the end of this mesechta. So the Ravid answers that this sandal is not like shivrei kelim, because it's osui litakno. In other words, it's not like a shivrei kelim that has a new status. It's a shard. But here, he wants to fix it. Everybody would want to fix it. It's a shoe. You have to fix a shoe. So ain daito levatel so mishimusho kesandal. He has no interest in rescinding or canceling its shimush. It's designated for the use as a sandal. He's not going to be too eager to reassign its purpose. And therefore, megader sandal yotza, it's no longer in the gather of a sandal, because he cannot tie it up, and therefore it's mukta. However, in the case where it was ripped in a carmelis, and that's a makom shein mishtamer, he doesn't want to be mevatel legamri mishimush kesandal until such time as he can fix it up. His das is to take it al yidei adchak ad sheyagia lechatzer, and that's not mukta. Fine. Now the Gemara brings another statement here of Abaye, who asks a kash on Rav Yosef about the sandal that's mukta of Amonahu, right? It's still royal shimush, as we said before. This sandal could still be used if I would desire to do so. I could turn it from yamin to smol, like inside out. Linol osal a regular shnia. Oh, I could put it on the other foot. And if I did so, ka'atabash and ifsika, that ring that ripped tafoch lios tabas hapnimis. I can make it into the inner tabas, and therefore wouldn't be noticeable to anyone else. It's not mechuor. It's not disgusting. It's not a tikkun that's near it, nikar la'ayin. Nobody will see it, because I'll turn it the other way around. So I could change it from the right foot to the left foot. So why did you tell me that I can't, handle this sandal, and I can't violate an iser muktzah, tiltul muktzah? Now again, let's just go over this. The body of the sandal has two leather strap holders, flaps, looms, loops, by which the strap is connected. These are the tabos that we spoke about before. One is on the outside of the foot, one is on the inside between the legs. And although it's technically possible to repair a torn strap holder at either point, but nevertheless, people mend only the sandal with the strap holder broken off on the inside, not with the strap holder that's broken off on the outside, because it looks clumsy and it's a repair that's unbecoming. So people consider it inappropriate to walk around in such a manner. Thus, if the strap holder breaks off on the outside, where the repair would be visible, would be discernible to every spectator, the sandal is no longer considered worthwhile to fix, and thus becomes muktzah. But if the strap holder breaks off on the inside, where the repair would not be noticeable, then the sandal is still considered a usable utensil. In the case of a Abaye's sandal, the strap holder broke off on the outside. And that's why Rav Yosef ruled that the sandal was no longer deemed a kli, and it was therefore muktzah on Shabbos. And Abaye counted, but if I change the sandal from one foot to the other, then what was previously the strap on the outer attachment is now, in effect, the strap on the inner attachment, and thus the sandal should be considered a kli. That's the kasha of Abaye. I can switch it from one foot to the other. Amalei, Rav Yosef responds, Mita kamitareitz Rav Yochanan alibe de Rav Yehuda, since it was Rav Yochanan who clarified the view of Rav Yehuda, who says that a sandal whose outer strap is broken off is no longer deemed a utensil. Shma mina halacha ki Rav Yehuda. It would seem from the fact that Rav Yochanan was clarifying the view of Rav Yehuda, then in fact we do paskin like Rav Yehuda, which means that sandal shenifsecha hatabas achitzonah shelo eino kli v'yasul taltalo b'shabbos af she'ev shelahofcho ulin alo b'regel hashnia. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the nature of this machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? Mayhi? You're referring to some sort of machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan somehow explained the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this? Gemara says, this Sanya, we have a brisa with regard to Tumas Kalim, and there's a chumra of Tuma Yishana, in the case of Avi Avos HaTuma, that's the most chumra dika Tuma. And Adama Keli, if a man or a utensil comes in contact with a mess, that's called an Avatuma. And that's also Metami Adama Keli. Something that has in contact with an Avatuma goes down one Madriga, and that's called a Rishon Latuma. And the Tumas from now on are not Metamos Adama Keli. They're only Metami Oklahoma Mashkin. So if you have a Kli that had the status of a Rishon Latuma, if a kli came in contact with that which has the status of a rishon l'tumah, it doesn't contract tumah at all. And a kli which is tameh and is kalkil, it gets ruined, and now it's not royal l'shimash anymore, bato mimenu shem kli, parcha mimenu atuma, and that's a mishnah in Perek Beis the Kalim. So now we have the following braisa with regard to Tumas Kalim. Sandal, which is Tomei, in this particular case, Shenifsiku Shtei Oznov, the two Oznayim were cut. What does it mean? Aznayim haponos klapi gav haregel. These are the excuse me. These are the sandal from which, again, both ears broke off. What do you mean by both ears? These are the ear-like flaps that come to the top of the foot, cover over the top of the foot, and are grasped by the wearer while he pushes his foot into the shoe, and they broke off. Oshte treisiosav, or both of these strap holders, Oshe nital kol akafshalo, or a sandal whose entire sole was removed, tahar. So in all these cases, the sandal loses its shem kli, and it's no longer tameh. So these are the damages that we talk. Now it says, achas mi oznov. What if only one of these ears, so to speak, fell off? Or achas mi treisiosov, or only one of its strap holders fell off? Or shenital rov hakafshalo, or for example, let's say most of the sole was removed, tameh. In other words, the tumah that the sandal had previously contracted does not, you know, parcha, doesn't disappear, doesn't depart. That's according to the Tanakam. Rav Yehuda Omer, nifsaka pnimis tome. If the inner strap holder broke off, then it's tome. Hachitzona tar. But if the outer strap holder broke off, the sandal is tahar. Fi Omer ulo vitema rabba barba chon Omer Rav Yochanan. Kemachlokes linyan tuma, kach machlokes linyan Shabbos, avolo linyan chalitza. So now the Gemara is going to have a whole analysis to try to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan was saying over here. Havinan ba, Rabbi Yochanan aliba demat. According to whom did he make his ruling? Ilem aliba de rabbanon. If it's according to the Rabbanon, which is the first opinion in the Braisa. And what that means is Midalinyan Tuma is Mana Havi. As far as the strap holder that broke off on the outside, it's considered a utensil for matters of Tuma, which means that the sandal contracted Tuma, and then its strap holder broke. On the outside, the sandal still remains tomei, but linyan Shabbos nami mana havi. So too, as far as Shabbos is concerned, this would be still considered a utensil, and you're allowed. There's no muksa here. Avolola chalitza, you can't use it for chalitza. Delav manahu, because it doesn't have the status of a utensil, and. With regard to chalitza, if it's no longer a utensil, then the chalitza is invalid. So the Gemara says that's impossible. It can't be that's what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind. Vatnan, because we have a Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos with regard to chalitza. Chalitza shel smol b'yamin, chalitza sakshera. So if you remove the left sandal from the right foot, the chalitza is valid. Okay then? So the Gemara is really arguing that according to the Chachamim, who consider a left sandal whose outside strap holder snapped to be a kli, it's a utensil on the grounds that the sandal may be switched from the left foot to the right foot. So let's apply the same logic to chalitza. And the fact that the sandal could be worn on the right foot, that makes it usable as a sandal for chalitza, and it could be performed as a valid chalitza. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's statement cannot reconcile itself with the Chachamim. Ela aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, if you'll tell me that Rabbi Yochanan was saying his ruling in the context of Rabbi Yehuda, is mi de l'inyan tuma lav manahu, l'inyan Shabbos nami lav manahu. Since we're saying that with regard to tuma, this is not considered a kli, it doesn't have the status of a utensil, is therefore l'inyan Shabbos nami lav manahu. So too, with regard to Shabbos, it's not considered a utensil. Avalola chalitza demonahu. But as far as chalitza is concerned, it does have the status of a utensil. So then, although Rabbi Yehuda maintains that in regard to most matters, a sandal whose strap holder broke on the outside is not deemed a utensil, but he agrees with the Chachamim with regard to chalitza that it does have a shem kli. And the reason for this is because a person could take his left sandal and with the outside strap that was damaged, you know, he can now wear it on his left foot. In other words, I'm sorry, he can transfer it over to his right foot, I meant to say. Whereby the damage will be on the inside and nobody's able to perceive that damage. So since it's been taught that a woman removed the left shoe from the man's right foot, which is chalitza, and it's valid, so in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, he should concede that the sandal may not be indeed used for chalitza. Ema d'amrinon, chalitza shel smol b'yamin chalitza sekshera. When do we say that if the chalitza was removed from the wrong shoe, in other words, from the left shoe as opposed to the right shoe, and that's chalitza kshera, hecha dila milse monahu, as long as it has a chal shem kli, as far as its own function is concerned. Aval hocha, but here, with regard to a sandal in the strip, and the strap snapped off on the outside, is la milse lav monahu. It's not a utensil even for its own function, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dehama Rabbi Yehuda nifsecha chitzonetar. We said that if the outside strap holder broke, then it's tar. It's no longer shem kli, it cannot be mekabel tumah. Is alma, we see lav monahu, that it's not considered a kli. So therefore, even if it was transferred from the right foot to the left foot, and let's say it was used for chalitza, the chalitza should be invalid. So Rav Yochanan's statement, which distinguishes in regard to a sandal, a one that's outer strap holder was broken, as opposed to the subjects of Tumah and Shabbos in the case where one hand that's Shabbos and Tumah, and on the other hand Chalitza, it doesn't seem to reflect the Shita neither of Chachamim nor of Rabbi Yehuda. The Olam Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda Ema, but you should say, change a little bit his statement, V'chein l'chalitza. The same is true likewise with respect to Chalitza. In other words, what he's telling us is that just as Rabbi Yehuda does not consider a sandal whose outer strap holder broke off to be considered a utensil with regard to Kabbalah's Tumah and Shabbos, so too he doesn't consider a sandal with regard to Chalitza. The Hakamash Malon, this is what Rabbi Yochanan wants to teach us, the Chi Amrinon, Chalitza shel smol b'shel yamin Chalitza sekshera. When we said that that if she took the sandal and removed it from the left side and retained the definition in the other side, you know, chalitza shel smol b'shel yamin chalitza sekshera, because that's only hecha, that's only applicable. Sorry, I just see if we can turn this page here to daf kuf yud beis of beis, de milse monahu. That the sandal is really a functional kli. It has its own function. And therefore it has the same kli of al-hacha, but here with regard to a left sandal and the outer strap holder broke off, l'milse lav manu. It's not deemed a utensil for its own function. And therefore the chalitza with such a sandal is invalid. So it comes out that the statement from which Rav Yosef derived that Rav Yochanan follows the opinion of Rav Yehuda. And here we're up to Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi on the second line. So Mr. Shembeli Neder, in tomorrow's shiur, we'll just review quickly this last sugya that we learned, and especially the Shita Rav Yehuda, and that's where we're going to pick it up. So we're up to Daf Kufyud Beis Amid Beis
on the second line down from the top of the oven.